Welcome, hustlers, players, and swingers. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Once again, welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts, I feel, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world. Now, let me go ahead. For those of you that normally listen to me, you know I got to do my little introduction, so go ahead and go to my website if you haven't already. The website is WJamesD, that's just the letter D.com. This year, early this year, I have some new audio lessons coming up. They're around 90 minutes each. I'm coming out with two right off the top. If you go to my website, you can go to the Books and Products tab right there, and then right at the top, and that is some real powerful information, some real game for you if you're interested. Matter of fact, one of those lessons involves using the symbolisms of Genesis chapter 3. That's right, the Holy Bible, Genesis chapter 3, and using the symbolisms out of there from the perspective of the game to get a clear understanding of where a lot of these concepts and principles that I speak about in the game came from. Right from the Bible. Now, let me clarify, the game is not a religion, it's a lifestyle. So when we look at Genesis chapter 3, we're looking at the symbolisms in it, not necessarily the story itself, but that is fully explained in an audio lesson. The other audio lesson is talks about just the game in general, the principles of the way I teach the game, and also some important information about how your mind works and how other people who have that information use it against you. Both of those audio lessons, like I said, will be available early this year, 2015. I hope everyone's holiday season was fantastic. Mine was great. Also, you may want to sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. You can go to my website, wjamesd.com, click on the free stuff tab, and right there at the top, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. And also a note for those of you that are already subscribed, you'll be able to get a discount on the upcoming audio lesson. So watch your inbox. I will send you out an email with that offer code, that promotional code, so you can get your discounts on those audio lessons when I go ahead and drop them. So for this podcast, normally I have my notes with me. I have an idea of a subject I want to have, and I have my notes so I can make sure I hit all my points while I'm going through my podcast to get a certain message across. This particular podcast is a little bit different, man. I'm just going to be running off the hip. I don't have any notes. I don't have anything, you know, ready to go. All I know is I want to talk about principles. Because having principles and understanding the importance of principles, what they are and what they allow you to do, is a concept that I think is extremely important and is often overlooked. So I might sound like I'm rambling a little bit. I'm going to be going all over the place, but it's a message that I want to get across to you. There's something I want you to get out of this. So when we talk about, let's start here. When we talk about willpower, we are talking about having the natural ability to choose what is right for us to do and what is wrong for us to do. And oftentimes, as human beings, we find ourselves in a position where we have these kind of inner battles, this inner turmoil, that we really don't know what's the right direction and what's the wrong direction for us to go in particular situations. And what's so beautiful about willpower, matter of fact, I did a three-part blog post in three parts this past December about self-control and patience, what patience really is. And in there, I talk about willpower, and I'm going to expound on that in this podcast. So willpower is the ability to choose, and it is a power in you. People don't look at it as power because they use it for small things. They use it for little things. But it's a power that you naturally already have. You don't look at it like that. But we make hundreds and hundreds of the small little decisions and choices a day. But people usually use willpower for small things and not big things. And over the course of a lifetime, you're losing out. What do I mean by that? It's when you use your willpower, like, okay, let's say you need a new microwave for the house. Now, that's not a hard decision. Like, well, I need a new microwave. You might do a little research on pricing, go to the store, maybe look some stuff up online. You make your decision to go ahead and purchase that microwave. Now, although you are exhibiting willpower because you made a choice, you made a decision, and you kept on that path to the fulfillment of that decision, it's a small thing. It's not a big thing. When I talk about willpower in respect to big things, what I'm talking about is doing things that are outside of your comfort zone and seeing that decision, seeing that choice through to the very end. A lot of people don't do that. They make decisions about minuscule, small things that are inside their comfort zone. And because of this, they never advance in life because they're scared. If they're sitting here over on the left side of the room, they're scared to go to the right side of the room. It's outside their comfort zone. People like to stay in their comfort zone. And it's this understanding on a psychological and sociological level where the game forces you, if it's for you, if the information is for you, the game forces you to get outside of your comfort zone. Because you need to have certain experiences that will help build up your overall concept, self-concept of yourself, your self-esteem and your self-confidence and your self-image. There's certain experiences that you need to have in order for that to happen, which means you have to be doing something and constantly pushing out your boundaries. Instead of staying in that little box, you're constantly pushing, trying to expand that box, expand those boundaries. Get outside your comfort zone. Make your comfort zone something that's small and create it to make it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you go on to do bigger and better things. Or as we say in the game, giants don't build dwarf-sized houses. Cannot be a giant and do small things. If you want to be giant, you want to be big, you have to do big things. But with that in mind, everything starts off small. So your willpower, which is something that you naturally have that wasn't given to you by anyone, unless you want to look at it from a religious perspective, you can say God gave you willpower, and that's fine, that's acceptable. But you have this natural ability to choose, to make choices. Now, like I said, I want to talk about principles, but I want to start at willpower. We can discuss willpower in depth, maybe in another podcast or a blog post or something like that. But I want to talk about principles. And in order to understand the importance and power of having principles, having things that you always, always do or do not do, having standards and principles and rules for yourself, you got to understand that this is using your willpower the way you choose to use it. This is how powerful willpower is and principles are. Now, a lot of you know, excuse me, my voice is a little in and out today, but I wanted to record this because it was on my mind. So I'll probably be, my voice will probably be up and down for this podcast. So please excuse me. But, you know, a lot of you know that I was in hustle game, street hustling. There are other forms of hustling, but I started off as a street hustler because I always wanted my own business. And that was an easy way for me to transition into that. And I started out with a lot of book information. But when it came time to use that information, a lot of it meant nothing. So I had to learn as I went. I made a decision. I made a choice. And I did not stop until that ideal that I had in my head became a reality. And that was me being a successful business owner. I'm not talking about somebody that makes 20, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 a year after taxes and just in profit. That wasn't my idea of success. My idea of success was much, much higher than that. And I achieved that. And I made some mistakes along the way. And I made some mistakes after. But I learned. So, willpower and principles. Now, the street hustle game is it can be cold sometimes, man. And when we talk about game, just the word itself, when we talk about game, we're talking about strategies. We're talking about tactics. We're talking about you against an opponent, a skilled opponent. Because there's no point in playing against somebody who doesn't know how to play. You know, that's easy. But to reach the heights of the game, whatever layer of the game you're in, you need to be skilled, and you will find yourself often against equally skilled opponents. Now, there was a hustler cat I used to run with. I'll just call him L. And he started off as a street hustler. He was from New York, Rochester, New York, I believe. He came down and moved to Atlanta. You know, I was living in Atlanta at the time. And he had a idea of a business model for recording studios. It was very clever. Very clever. He had a low budget session that was very reasonably priced. And it's just the bare bone basics. You go in there, you have 8 tracks to record on. You get it mixed down and that's it. And he charged a very reasonable fee for that per hour. And then, you know, once he has you in the door, if you want something more quote unquote professional, you want to, you know, have more tracks, expand, better sound quality, also get it mixed down and mastered if you want that. He also had that. And this is a very old hustler method of operation. It's about to give you some game for those of you that need it, some business game. It's a very old method, very old hustler method of operation. So we get you in the door with reasonably priced items and stuff like that. And if you want to stay there, that's fine. You know, we still offer that. But if you want more, then that's available too. But you're going to have to pay for it. Very important business principle for those that need it. Use it. It works. A lot of companies use it. Anyway, so I went to, when I was in high school, I went to a career education school, for audio engineering. So at this studio, I used to be in there an audio engineer for him. I helped run some sessions when he had to step out or do whatever he did. So me and him, we butted heads a lot. Because his concept of who he was clashed with my concept of who I was. Two equally matched opponents, mentally. He had a lot of knowledge and information, just like I had a lot of knowledge and information. And as time went by, you know, our relationship developed in a positive direction. But, like any street hustler, y'all have to understand, street hustling is a very paranoid lifestyle. It can be extremely stressful because you have to constantly watch your back. You have to watch other hustlers around you. You got to watch your friends. You got to watch your family. You got to watch the women that you deal with in that lifestyle. You have to watch your own customers. You have to watch out for the police. It's a very paranoid lifestyle. So although him and I were very cool at this point in our relationship, he did something. He made a move. And I had to make a counter move. So this is one day. It was me. There was another brother with us. And the mother of his child, his baby mama. And we all went to the laundromat to go wash our clothes. It was wash day. So we went to go wash our clothes. So, you know, we're in the laundromat, washing clothes, sitting in there chopping it up, chilling, talking about stuff and ideas and concepts and, you know, how we can, as a team, bring in more money, how we can promote the studio, you know, just chopping it up, business stuff, just, you know, just regular hustler talk. How can we grow, right? So I go outside the door of the laundromat and I'm going to the car to bring in a basket full of clothes. His baby mama comes out behind me. She's like, okay, so you need some help with that? I'm like, no, I got it. You cool. So she stopped me and she said, you know what, Sha? Sha was my hustler name at the time. I said, you know what, Sha? You know, I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable, but you know, I had a dream about you last night. You know, nothing sexual. It was just a really sweet dream. It was just kind of cute. All right, so let's stop there. This is what I'm thinking. This is what the game does for you. This is what I'm thinking. I'm running mentally through scenarios until I come up with a point of reference. What am I talking about? Now, at this moment, I have an opponent. An opponent is not the one standing in front of me telling me she had a dream about me. My opponent is actually L, the father of a child. And I had to think to myself, is this man capable of sending his own woman to try to test my loyalty and my character? Is he capable of that? See, most of y'all wouldn't have even thought along these lines. Some of you would have gave into that, those sexual urges. No. Me? I have to think. There's a move being made, and I have to make a counter move. First question though, is this man capable of sending his woman out here to test my loyalty to him? And I felt that he was. This is what the game does for you. It makes you look beyond what's on the surface. So now that I know that, and I recognize that he's testing my loyalty by using his woman, which is very weak, by the way, but you know, he had to make a move. So I had to make a move too. I had to come up with a counter move. I had to make a decision. And I based my decision off of my principles. In the street game, the street hustling game, you have codes and rules. And my principles were based off of those codes and rules. And what is the code that applies to this situation? Number one, any hustler that I ran with, I did not mess with any of their women. And I mean any of them. Mother, cousin, aunt, sister, baby mama, ex-girlfriend, current girlfriend. This was my principle. And why is that a code for street hustlers? Because men who are emotionally involved in their women, and you violate that, or they feel that you're violating that, or coming in between that, or disrupting that, it creates problems. And the consequences of those problems can be pretty severe. You know, you can end up with a fight with one another. You can break up the relationship. You can mess up the hustle that you all have established together. One of you can end up in jail. Both of you can end up in jail. Or one of y'all can end up dead. I'm calculating all this in my mind in seconds. It only took me a couple of seconds to make a decision. He's making a move to test my loyalty, but what's my move? Now, I don't care what he's doing. I know what he's doing, but I don't care what he's doing. What I do care about are my principles. And I wasn't going to fold my principles. I didn't agree with what he chose to do and the way he chose to do it. I thought that was weak. But I don't care. I cared about my principles. And I wasn't about to violate my principles. Period. So he made a move and I made a move. What was my move? It was very simple. I went around the situation. You don't talk about a player being in a circle. I went around the situation. I just said, okay, well, that's nice. Picked up my basket full of clothes. Walked back into the laundromat and I left it at that. She never said anything else about it. I never said anything else about it. Principles. When you have principles, I'm telling you that story because when you have principles, it helps your decision process. It keeps you being who you are choosing to be. A lot of people never make the decision about who they want to be. Their personality is little bits and pieces of their mother or their grandmother, their aunt or their father or their brother, their friends. It's like little bits and pieces of everybody else's personality, but they never make a firm decision about who they want to be, who they are, what they want to represent. When I was in the hustle game, I made a decision that I want to represent what I wanted to represent. And that was a kind of a grace and finesse with the game. I wasn't one of those loud, rah, rah, aggressive type cats. I've always been very graceful and finesse. I use my mind, not my guns or my fists. I use my mind to get myself in and out of situations. Even that little situation right there. Although, if I gave in and did try to make a move on her, and I was right that he was trying to test my loyalty, that would have caused some serious problems between him and I. That would have caused some serious problems. Although he initiated it, but I killed it. Killed it before it even started. Before it even that seed even got planted in the ground. I killed it. But, like I said, I don't care what he's trying to do. I cared about my principle more than what he was trying to do. I cared about my principle. Do you all out there have principles? Principles that reflect what life is to you, what life means to you. Do you have principles that you abide by, that you do not, under any circumstances, violate? And you use your willpower to stand firm on those principles, to develop your character, and let that speak for you before you ever open your mouth. The ability to choose, willpower. The ability to make a decision about what is right for you and what is wrong for you. And when you know who you are and you have principles concerning what you want to be, what you want to represent, where you're going, and life gives you issues and problems and situations, because that's what life does. Let's live in reality. This isn't the fantasy world that we live in. Life is a series of problems that must be solved. When life throws these blows at you, are you just gonna lay down on the ground, curl up and cry? Or are you gonna take a few blows and keep moving forward, standing on your principles? When people test you, you need to have principles. You need to have a strong character. This is a key in the game. And even outside of the game. In any avenue, in any area of life, you must have principles that you stand on. Some people have weaknesses for sex. Some people have weaknesses for money. And they will, because their principles are so weak, they will give in to those urges and oftentimes find themselves in situations that create chaos for them. This is all throughout history. There's plenty of examples from presidents all the way down to regular people that some of you may know. They have weaknesses. And people play on these weaknesses. They don't have strong principles, and they have weak character. Your principles that you choose to abide by must be a reflection of who you are trying to be, or what you are trying to be. And then you stand on those principles and you make decisions. When life throws blows at you, you make decisions. When life hands you problems, you make decisions based on where you are going, who you are, and the principles that you develop for yourself. And this will help make the decision process easier. Like I said, I know I've been kind of all over the place. I felt like a little bit of rambling. But I wanted to pass this concept on to you because it's so, so very important, especially those of you that are in a particular game. Something for you to consider, and for something for you to think about. Do you have principles? And if you do, or if you feel you do you stand on those principles at all costs? This is W. James Dennis. Again, my website is wjamesd.com, wjamesd.com. And if you have any questions, you can always chop it up with me. You can shoot me an email at wjamesdennis, wjamesdennis at gmail.com. I thank you all for listening. And I hope for this upcoming new year, that you start exercising your willpower, getting outside of your box a little bit. But before you can do that, you have to know where you're going. You have to know who you are. And you have to have some standards. And you have to have some principles that will help you as you expand out of your comfort zone, that will help you make more qualified, stronger, more meaningful decisions. I'm out.